Indonesian rescue workers searched by hand through rubble Thursday, looking for trapped survivors from Wednesday's earthquake. Authorities say heavy digging equipment is headed to the worst-hit areas of western Java, but time is running out for scores buried under collapsed buildings and landslides. VOA's Jakarta correspondent Brian Padden is in the village of Sibinong in Java's Cianjur district, the area most damaged by the quake.
The scene here at the bottom of the hill where hundreds of houses have been destroyed by a landslide caused by the earthquake, the scene is one of rescue. It's just pure rescue efforts. It seems devoid of emotion. I found no family members weeping or crying, but people looking, probably hoping, looking for those that are lost.
The earthquake had a magnitude of 7 and was felt hundreds of miles away and in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Indonesian Foreign Affairs spokesman Teku Faiza Shah says the quake flattened an estimated 13,000 buildings, including about 5,000 homes. Thousands more were damaged. He says casualty figures may increase as rescue workers have not yet reached some remote areas.
In this period, we are concentrating on the rescue and providing basic necessities for the victims. We haven't yet received any comprehensive report from the field, but it looks things still moving on, so we are not anticipating crisis in the near future, but it looks we still managed to handle the situation quite well.
Indonesian authorities issued a tsunami warning shortly after the quake, but it was later canceled. Indonesia is on the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire, where several tectonic plates meet and often cause earthquakes. An earthquake off Java in 2006 triggered a tsunami that killed about 600 people on the island's southern coast, and a quake and tsunami off Aceh in 2004 led to more than 200,000 deaths around the Indian Ocean. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.